Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Put this over here. Okay, let me start recording over here.
This meeting is being recorded.
And then also...
Love, I just texted you.
Yeah.
This meeting is being recorded.
Well, how come I didn't get a text?
I have everyone's number except for yours.
Well, that's the way we keep it around here, actually. Katie knows. I don't have anyone's number because they know I'll either not respond or I'll respond too late or I'll just sort of be missing in action over the weekend. Like KJ and Lofa, Lofa's here too, but Lofa, you guys, I put my phone down on the weekends sometimes. I put it on the nightstand, I plug it in, and then I have to be honest, I sort of forget it's there. And I just sort of go about my life. And I was even saying to Mrs. Davern last week, I told her to look up or try to figure out how much a landline actually is. It's got to be like $8 a month these days, right? I don't know.
Should be free.
Just
AJ said it's healthy. I say it's Hollywood.
Oh, what? What do you mean It's Hollywood? What do you mean?
You're big time, man. Oh, no. Call my assistant.
Oh no! See, this is
he's at that level.
I want to reach him. I reach out to that is near him that knows his phone's going off.
No, see, this is the problem. It's the perception is that, but that's not what I'm doing at all. You know that. I'm not big timing anyone. I'm trying to enjoy my life out there. KJ understands.
Yes, I need to do a better job at that. I need to put my phone down. My screen time is out of control.
Really?
It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
Interesting. Lofa, how's your screen time?
No, I'm scrolling through Instagram.
Scrolling? I'm actually playing like video games on my phone more than anything. I had so many missed texts at the game. Well, they had me running around. KJ big timed me, by the way.
Oh, no.
I was working.
I was too. Hey, one of our jobs was to go drink tequila, and you couldn't even show up.
I got you for the Giants game.
Okay.
Boys, let's not fight on the pod. Come on now. Oh, man. The cold open today, everybody, brought to you by Epic Seats, epicseats.com, our wonderful partner and sponsor. We sent two more Seahawk fans to the game this last weekend, and they're supplying tickets to every game, every Seahawk game, home or away. All you got to do is answer Lofa's silly movie quote question that he puts up on social media. Okay. You guys can win tickets from Epic Seats. What?
I'll give you silly next time.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it.
My depth as an actor.
If you guys mention Take 12 when you're at epicseats.com, whether you're buying tickets and seats or whether you're selling your seats on Epic Seats, because you can buy and sell. If you have tickets, and not just Seahawk tickets, if you have concert tickets that you're looking to get rid of, if you've got the Kraken season starting, maybe you're a season ticket holder, you can't make it to every game, and you want to sell your seats, Sell your seats on epicseats.com and mention Take 12, and you get an extra $12 per ticket just for mentioning this podcast. That's free money, everybody. So sell your seats at epicseats.com or buy them and mention Take 12 and you get 12% off when you spend $100 at epicseats.com. That's the cold open. You guys ready to start the show?
Let's get it.
If you want to run uncut, yeah. Unapologetic from the jump, yeah. And no politics in this club, just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Tech 12, best podcast for the Seahawks, number one sports talk, yeah, we got it on live. Tech 12, every episode 12 hot takes, and we reppin' for Seattle, my place. Tech 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Brett Davern. He's Lofa Tatupu, and joining us on this episode, our returning champion, friend of the show.
Yes, sir.
Seahawks legend KJ Wright.
Yeah. In the building. What's good? What's good?
Where's my applause button? There it is.
I heard the applause.
Thanks, Katie.
Oh, man. On this episode, the Seahawks, well, they won this weekend, so we're excited to talk about that. We had our custom t-shirt being handed out by our street team, the Mr. Steel Yo Chicks custom shirt. Having some fun there with the Cardinals. You guys can check that out on our merch store. There are links in our bios on all social media. I think there's also a promo code for that. Try Take 12?
Believe.
Or believe or something? We should make it official, Katie.
Believe.
No, let's change it to Take 12. Everything's Take 12. Let's make it Take 12.
Yeah, make it easy.
Promo code on the merch store. Take 12, everybody. If you want to get the Mr. Steel Yo Chicks shirt or you want to get the Geno F's shirt that's out there, maybe you want to go all the way back, get the Let's Ride shirt. We still got a few of those out there, so check out the merch store. Of course, the show is coming to you guys from the Wiener Schnitzel Virtual Studio. Oh, I went the wrong way. Wiener Schnitzel Virtual Studio. Two locations in Western Washington, everybody. Wiener Schnitzel of Everett and Wiener Schnitzel of Fife. Go in, grab some hot dogs, some burgers, some ice cream cones. Root beer floats, KJ Wright? Do you love root beer floats?
I'm going to have to take a hard pass on that.
No root beer floats for you. No. Why not? What's up? What's going on?
Root beer?
Yeah.
I can't drink it. It's disgusting.
Oh, man.
I don't like root beer. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Okay. You change yours to a Dr. Pepper.
Even worse.
Oh, no. Let me try to get him back. How about just a burger? How about just a delicious cheeseburger?
All day. Make it a double cheeseburger.
How about a hot dog or a brat?
A beef hot dog.
Chili dog.
All right, a chili dog, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, see, now
I used to work at Sonic, so I can make my own chili dog. So.
Okay, well, now you might have to put in a shift at Wiener Schnitzel for us.
KJ is the fry daddy.
Oh, he's the fry daddy, that's right.
I'm the fry daddy. She got a good memory. Yeah,
the fry daddy.
I forgot that.
He told us about that, that's right. Well, if you guys go into any Wiener Schnitzel location up there in Western Washington and you mention the Take 12 podcast, you get a free small soft drink with any other purchase. So check them out, and we thank them for their sponsorship. Guys, let's get right into the game here. Seahawks beat the Arizona Cardinals 19-9. Geno had a good game, 197 yards through the air. But for me, I would say that the story of this game has to be Kenneth Walker. Would you agree or disagree?
I would say the story of the game is the defense. Kenneth Walker was phenomenal. I loved what he brought to the table, but the defense, man, they have been struggling for a while, allowing 40 points in like back-to-back games. Couldn't stop the run. They finally came to life this week. You saw those guys get energetic. You saw those guys create turnovers, did a better job stopping the running back. And so for these guys to respond, stop that bleeding, I was really, really happy with what I saw.
I set you up for that one. Lofa? What?
I was going to go straight to defense, too.
Of course you were.
Sorry, K-9.
That's our blood.
Yeah, you did great, but you know what we love over here. Yeah, man, the defense, they showed up. They showed out. They continuing to get the two young corners, man. I mean, I keep talking about every week. And again, they have another two turnovers. It's almost the same exact Woolen with another interception, mm-hmm. Bryant with the fumble, yep. Woolen picking it up. It's like, it's awesome. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And so, yeah, thrilled with how they did. And then, you know, to your point, you know, Walker, he had his touchdown run. Like, there was two guys unblocked that he made miss. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it was a really nice job getting in the end zone there. But yeah, defense, man. Defense wins championships.
Yeah, of course. The defense, nothing but love for the defense. That was an amazing performance. They only gave up the 9 points. And yeah, the young talent everywhere. KJ, I want to ask you.
Gave up 3 points.
What's that?
They gave up 3 points.
Oh, well, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Yes. I apologize.
We take that personally.
All right. My bad. Hey, but is it okay if I just say my bad? We move on. Is that cool? My bad.
Yeah. Well, it goes against us in fantasy points, but in reality, you know, we didn't give up the
right.
six.
No, I hear you. KJ, I saw this quote from Tariq Woolen talking about how not only does he watch all the film that they watch in his normal game prep and all that kind of stuff, but they're watching film of the LOB and you guys in your defense back then and gleaning some things from you guys. And we see what they're doing with these turnovers. And I mean, it looks like it's working.
Yeah. I mean, if you go back and look at our film, man, we were like the staple of what defense should look like. Just hungry, fast, physical, all the good stuff. And you see this defense, they have the ability to tap into that. I just love what I see from this young man. Look at his instincts. A lot of people compare him to Sherm. I look at his height, his instincts. He's faster than Sherm is. But man, what these teams need to stop doing is do not throw a fade ball to Sherm's side or to Tariq Woolen's side because it will be intercepted.
Mm. I love it.
I just love how they're watching film on us, man. You know, to be a part of that, to see these guys trying to, you know, repeat that, it's really cool.
Well, Lofa, we've been talking about how, we've been whispering a little bit how it could be setting up here for an LOB 2.0 down the road and in the future. And I mean, hey, that game looked great. And with these turnovers and the playmaking, I think that's what reminds us of the LOB. And they're looking great, Lofa.
It looks promising, man. Yeah. It's no longer a coincidence. It's a pattern of play that they're developing here. And I mean, yeah, as you know, we talked about KJ and them set the standard. And so it's high expectations to live up to. But to think that a fourth and a fifth rounder are doing what they're doing right now, you know, in their six games that they've had, they're only going to get better. And that's the scary part for, you know, teams around the league.
Yeah, and there's no – when you have confidence, like the sky is the limit. These guys have confidence. They see their ability like, man, I can play in this league. We can be a dynamic duo. The sky is the limit for this defense. And so for these guys to lead the charge as rookies, I'm loving the foundation that the Seahawks defense has.
Speaking of Sherman, I just kind of go where the conversation goes here. You guys brought up Richard. Did you guys check out his podcast with Marshawn? Recently, that episode?
I didn't see it.
I saw a snippet of the conversation, the Russ conversation. That's, you know, they hyped that up.
So yeah.
I saw that part.
Any thoughts on that? I mean, he kind of said they audibled at the goal line.
That can't be true. I can't believe it. No way. Okay. No way they audibled.
Okay.
I'm believing that it came from the coach's headset, and we're going to leave it at that.
Okay.
But if he said it, he was on the field. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it was an interesting listen, everybody. Richard Sherman and his podcast and his broadcasting. And I mean, we knew he was going to be great at it, right? But he's coming out of the gate hot, and that's a great show. I'm not, you know, I'll promote Richard's podcast on our podcast, actually. I love Richard. Yeah. It's a great episode. Everybody should give it a listen.
I got to go listen to it.
Yeah, it's good. Any coincidence here? KJ, I see right behind your head there, you got Bruce Irvin's 51. We got another 51 here, of course, but Bruce came back to the team this week, and then we saw what the defense did. I mean, coincidence?
Not at all. You got it, Loaf.
Yeah, no, great. Always great to add another pass rusher. He's had a great career so far. Now back healthy. I saw him, you know, in the locker room, went down there after the game. He looks great. He's excited to get back on the field. So, I mean, I think we could see him as early as, you know, next week, like wreaking havoc. Like, and that D-line, shout out to that D-line, what they did, you know, Puna. You know, Al Woods wasn't out there, who's been really a force for us. And that kind of had me, you know, a little nervous going into this matchup. But Puna got on the board. And then Chene, man, he keeps coming up and showing. He'll be, I think, 5 or 6 sacks. That was huge, man.
And a lot of people have been asking, like, where is Derek Taylor? I haven't heard his name. He also got a sack. And I believe that bringing in Bruce Irvin to put a little bit of pressure on this guy. Hey, Bruce, get these guys going. Come in here, Super Bowl guy, 11-year vet. Put a little pressure and add a little veteran presence in this pass rushing room. And so for him to come in, have a phenomenal practice, I heard. And so for him to get Daryl Taylor going, that's what we need to see. And these guys get a rotation, you know, this pass rush can get scary.
Well, the defense, look, we know they were giving up a lot of points. They were giving up a lot of yards. There was cries on Twitter for Lofa to come out of retirement. There were cries on Twitter and social media for KJ to come out of retirement. I mean, for real, they were struggling. I mean, and so to bring in Bruce and bring in some vets, I mean, KJ, were you thinking about coming out of retirement at any point? I mean, how you feeling lately?
I said I would come and be a player's coach. That's what I said. I could be a player's coach. I could come in, be in the locker room. You know how Udonis Haslam is with the Miami Heat? He's on the team, on the bench.
Right.
He keeps things in order. He keeps guys in line. Mm-hmm. Let me come in there, motivate these guys, make sure the coaches are on point with the game plan. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm well worth a roster spot. That's what I said. They started laughing at me on my radio show. They're like, you want the roster spot and you're not even playing? I said, it's definitely worth $1 million. They'll invest in
me. Oh, no, you're playing, buddy. Please believe. And
if we're giving you a mil and you're sitting on the sideline, you're going to have to go in, at least on like punt coverage or something.
What's Udonis Haslam's salary? If he's getting $1 million and not playing, then so should I.
I think he's getting more than $1 million, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Is he?
So wow. I'll go look up those and negotiate for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're on this roster, I need you out there, you know, coordinating everything and making sure it goes smoothly. And because that's the biggest thing that's missing, the communication piece. But love the strides the defense made. We alluded to the Legion of Boom. This is as deep as we've been on the front seven, too, in terms of pass rush. And, you know, with the guys that you had winning the Super Bowl, Clem, Red, you know, me, Bang. I mean, my two all pros weren't even starting when you guys won it, you know, Mike B and Cliff, you know, so like, I love the depth that's only going to, you know, help us, you know, going down the stretch.
Well, we are six games in. I mean, KJ, I really like you just retired. We're six games in. Like, are you getting an itch at all? Or like, how's retirement going? I mean, Lofa, you went through it, you know, and that first season when you're watching, and I mean, we're through six games now.
Yeah. It's funny you asked it because I called my mom this morning. And I was like, Mom, I'm coming off of my retirement high. I'm like, I'm kind of having like moments, more moments than usual, where I'm like kind of feeling like I'm not being around the guys, kind of feeling isolated, not getting enough people in my life. And so it's kind of hitting me more than normal. And just talking to all the fellas, you know, throughout, like talking to Cliff, even talking to Lofa, he's like, man, you're going to have these moments to where it's different. You've been playing football your whole life. And here you are, you don't have a set schedule. And so it's kind of hitting me more than normal. And so it's to be expected.
Yeah. Lofa, what was that like when you went through?
It was a world tour of partying for me. I'm going to be quite honest. That first year was heaven. But then it did set in, you know, but it was different. Like I was really done. Like my body had told me I was done. The NFL had told me I was done. And, you know, with KJ, you know, he can still play. And so I see, you know, from both perspectives, how it could be, you know, challenging. But it was like the second year and I was like, okay, I'm, you know, what do I want to do now? But you know, you find your passion, whether it's talking sports, which me and KJ have, you know, I got right back into coaching. I got back into the locker room.
Right.
I had, you know, that, you know, brotherhood with the coaches now. It's a, you know, a different team, but it was still around the game. And, you know, I mean, we've been around it for so long that it's, you know, hard not to do something associated with football. So I think, you know, you'll find your path and, you know, hopefully his path, I'm saying hopefully like three or four more games. Only play. You only need a half a season, KJ. The games that matter, you know, on the back end when we're pushing for
really
a playoff.
Push it.
And the guys, you know, they hit that mid-season lull, like, oh shit, it's a long ass season. Bring in KJ Wright, man, just watch us go to the ship.
If you want to alleviate some of those aches and pains from your playing days a little quicker.
Great segue.
You might want to use Fit My Foot, gentlemen. Fit My Foot has revolutionized the footwear industry. They brought custom footwear to your smartphone by the ability to scan your feet through their award-winning app. It's a foot scan, not a creepy photo of your foot taken with an app. It's a foot scan. This is like some doctor stuff, all right? This is science, you guys. These custom insoles made by Fit My Foot, they're cheaper than the stuff you get from the podiatrist, and they come in a lot faster. You get them in 14 days to get that relief that you need. And also, our Take 12 listeners can use the promo code LOFA20 to take 20% off of their custom insoles right now when you download the Fit My Foot app and start scanning your feet.
I've been using them for like 5 years. They're amazing.
Yeah, and,
really
are
comfortable. Did you wear orthotics? Did you?
When I broke my foot, I broke my foot my third year. Then, you know, our guy, Brent, he had made my orthotics for me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna send you some of these.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
love them.
These really are great. Like we get to try out all the sponsor stuff, and Lofa, we said it on another episode. Like we're so lucky with these sponsors because they actually have cool stuff that we like to talk about. As a matter of fact, these insoles, you can have them on flip flops,
custom made sandals. Ooh. Yeah,
yeah. So you can be, because flip flops. Let's be honest. I mean, flip flops, comfortable. You know. Yeah. There's a time and a place and all that kind of stuff, but comfortable in terms of like you don't want to wear shoes, but in terms of your feet, they're just flat like pieces of rubber. Mm-hmm. Usually, they're terrible for your back and your knees and your ankles, your joints and everything. So you get these the ones from Fit by Foot, and you can
they have the built-in arch support.
Yeah,
because I got flat ass feet like palms. I have no support on those arches.
Yeah, people think they see Sasquatch footprints, but it was just Lofa hiking barefoot, actually.
Walking.
Guys, what else do you have from the Seahawks game? Because I was going to take a look around the league, but I don't want to move on unless you guys are ready.
How about I looked at the stats? Because I was sitting in the media booth this week.
Oh.
And so they send stats every quarter. DK and Tyler both had, I believe, one target by like the third, fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I believe that as you go in this stretch, I know we're being efficient, getting the tight ends involved, but you got to keep your two guys involved.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It is an interesting part of the stat line. I'll read it out. We'll get Lofa's thoughts. DK finished with 2 receptions for 34 yards, but he was targeted 7 times. And Tyler finished with 2 receptions, only 17 yards, and was targeted 5 times. So they both only had 2 receptions, but were targeted more than that. Lofa, your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get to see if the defense was specifically game planning to, you know, put 2 on them and take them out of the game plan and make us, you know, make Geno go through his progressions. But, you know, just with the way Geno's playing, I trust and I know that the competitors that Lockett and DK are, they want to see more catches, but they are only concerned with the win at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get them more involved going forward. But, man, I mean, let's go back to Geno for 1 second.
Okay.
Like, using his legs, he averaged 8 yards to carry. He had almost 50 yards. Mm-hmm. That one run when he broke free through the middle, it was amazing. And I just can't give him enough praise, man, for what he's doing and, you know, how poised he is in the pocket, taking whether it's a flat or just a curl instead of, you know, always forcing it down the field. He's taking what they're giving him, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Why does Michael Dixon end up on the rushing stats, though, again, 1 carry minus 10 yards? What's going on? what are we doing? Before we do move on to the rest of the league, like, guys, come on.
That's
last week was unacceptable with the, I don't know what he,
the just botched
thinking.
Thing.
I don't know what he's
the
thinking.
Rugby.
But last week, it was just a completely blown protection. The guy came scotch-free. If he blocked it, I mean, if he would have kicked it, the ball would have been blocked.
Yeah.
And so on. Just looking at these special teams, man, this is 1/3 of the game. It's very, very important. You got to get this right. And I know Larry Izzo, special teams coach, you know, he's going to come in today, be very, very livid. So they got to get this punt team figured out.
Yeah, it's been tough, man.
You talked about it on the show last week.
Yeah. I was worried about it, just the big returns we were giving up in the preseason. I know it's just preseason, but it was a cause of concern because those are the guys that were going to be on the field. And then to miss a full-out protection, like KJ just said, that's very concerning. And especially backed up, it's like, yeah, you can't release down the field. Like, you just have to sit in there and make sure you hear the ball kicked. And you can't really even back up. You have to almost, like, short set and attack.
That's
so it's, you know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, really wish that Dixon just held on to it. We only give up 2 there instead of the 7 or 6. They missed the 6, extra point. Yeah. And so, you know, yeah, it's they let them back in the game, man. That's tough.
Can't big momentum shift.
Yeah, it's weird with special teams because it's like if everything's going right, you kind of don't really notice it. It's just like a punt. It's a field goal. It's this. It's that. If you pop one, you get super excited. But when it's ugly and when it's bad, you really do notice it. It just sticks really out. It's
like free throws.
It's hard to watch.
You got to make your free throws.
Yeah, no, totally. Bet online, everybody. That's not a segue, but I'll do it anyway. BetOnline.ag. If you're looking to put any wagers down on anything in the world of sports, or also they have a online casino with like sort of normal card games, table games, all that kind of stuff. That's of course open 24/7. It never closes. Whether you're using the BetOnline web browser, like the normal website, or you're using their app. Check out betonline.ag and use our promo code.
believe 50.
For a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, betonline.ag, where the game starts. Guys, if you want to look around the league a little bit, it was a good weekend for the 12s in Seattle, but it was not a good weekend for quarterbacks wearing the number 12. If you're named Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady.
What is going on
with Tom Brady, you guys? I mean, the personal stuff aside with the wife and the family and all of that, but then he also looks like he's lost like 100 pounds, and he's not winning football games. He lost to what's the kid's name? Kenny Pickett and the Steelers.
No, Trubisky.
Trubisky, right. Yeah, whoever's playing quarterback for them. I guess that's the point. Yeah. Like, what's going on with the two number 12s?
And I was watching SportsCenter this morning. One of the guys said he went to a wedding. He went to Robert Kraft's wedding on a Friday. They said if he was with Bill Belichick, that would have never happened. Hmm. And so when you look at Tom Brady, man, it's he has his weapons. He has his guys. Godwin's there. Evans there. You got Leonard Fournette. Mm-hmm. The offense line is a little shaky, but he's the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT. And to be 3-3 at this point of the season, and that's really shocking. And I believe with Aaron Rodgers, we kind of expected that. Like, I knew when Davante Adams left, it's going to take him some time to get in rhythm with his guys. And mm-hmm. so, you know, these two guys are really special. They will figure it out, but this slow start is pretty surprising.
Yeah. Not so much for Rodgers, but for Brady it is. You know, Rodgers routinely given a relaxed speech after, you know, a horrible first quarter of the season. Then next thing you know, see him in the NFC Championship.
Right.
So not too alarmed there, but I really can't name one of his receivers that he has right now. I don't know who he has for receivers.
Yeah,
I
mean, other than Lazard, it's
He's got Dillon and Jones, and I mean, hell, put them out at wide receiver if you have to. But you know, for Brady, yeah, I was gonna say the same. You know, I saw the report that he attended the wedding and missed one of the walkthroughs or something, and I don't know. Like, you know, that's gonna be a storyline now because it was a loss. Now, if it's a win, no one talks about it. But yeah, I think they'll turn it around. They have too good of a team not to.
Well, I'm talking to two guys who retired, and Tom did retire, then unretired. It's hard to know when to go out, but I think, you know, after leaving New England, and all the Tom Brady doubters were saying, well, he's a system guy. He's going to have a new coach now. He was always just part of the system. But no, he went down there. He won the Super Bowl. He proved everybody wrong. And that was the moment. And in my opinion, he kind of missed it a little bit. And it's just sort of, it's a little sad. should have gone out on top, man. Just ride off on that yacht. You know, in their parade they had on down there in Tampa, just take that yacht right into the sunset, man. Take that $350 million commentating contract and just go do your thing. But he didn't.
And that's the thing. Like, he retired for a reason, right? He retired because I feel like in his mind he wanted to, you know, be more with his family. He's done everything possible under the NFL sun. And the question is, why did he come back?
Right.
Why did he come back? And then you look at him, you know, he does look a little stressed. He's still the GOAT, still the godfather of the NFL, but he's not quite looking right. And so hopefully, I do want Tom Brady to go out high. I do want him to go out high, make it to playoffs. You know, don't necessarily win the Super Bowl, but make it to playoffs, show that the NFL world that you are still the best. You can't end on a high note.
Yeah, but I said it last year that, you know, like, little semi-month-long retirement, I thought it was a chance to, you know, get one more MVP. He played at an MVP level, and he lost.
Should have got it.
I mean, he could have just as well given it to him as you did Aaron Rodgers. And let's not forget, you know, I know he's 45 now, but at 44 had MVP numbers, and they were that comeback against the Rams. They were a Cooper Kupp all-out blitz from going to overtime, and you know, they Matthew Stafford makes that play. Otherwise, the Bucs advance, and then who knows if they go on and win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bicycle. Like, stuff happens. I mean, I just don't understand why you're hanging on for so long. And, like, win or lose.
Because he's still playing at an elite level.
Okay, but to the losses in his personal life. I mean, come on. At what point do you just keep hanging on? Like, win or lose? Is this the final season for Tom Brady?
I doubt it.
Really?
I think it should be, man. I think it should be. At some point, at some point, like, you, it's time to move on. Whether you playing at a high note, playing at a low note, you got to go out at some point. And I believe that it's been time. Like, this year would have been perfect for him to say, I am done, man. And yeah. So, God, what, seven? Is it seven Super Bowls?
Seven.
And I believe eight will be phenomenal. Eight will be great. But, man, at some point, like...
Well, but if they don't get it this year, and like Lofa said, he thinks it might not be his last year. Let's say they don't get it this year. Then how many more do you keep hanging on for, chasing that thing? And it, if it gets... Guys, if it starts to just trend downwards, at what point... Not that it would tarnish the legacy, but, like, at what point does it just kind of become sad?
Yeah, it will never hurt his legacy. No. But then also, you know what? I would like for these other quarterbacks to actually take a look at the playbook and take a cap-friendly deal. You're still going to get paid. Mm. But why does Tom have seven Super Bowls? He didn't do it by himself, mm-hmm. but he's did it. You know, he's had a good cap number for the team, which made it easier to get pieces around him. Mm-hmm. Now, didn't always happen in New England, right? Always, he didn't always have superstars around him. He does now, and you see what he's doing. At 45, he's playing better than some quarterbacks ever played in their career. So, you know, he's the GOAT, man. He does what he wants.
All right, let me go back to the Seahawks for 1 second, because we're 3-3. The NFC West doesn't look like it's the dominant force that I think a lot of people thought it was going to be this year, and I'm feeling great as a Seahawk fan at 3-3, 6 games in. I know you guys are, too. And with what you've seen recently, I mean, this division's up for grabs, isn't it? Like, did you watch the Rams play the Panthers? I mean.
Yeah, looking at the Rams, they are not the reigning Super Bowl champs that we thought they would be. And just looking at Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp, like, they brought in Allen Robinson and Reese. I know he got a touchdown last week, but for the most part this season, the man has been non-existent. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So you look at them, the Niners, their quarterback goes out with Trey Lance. Jimmy G steps in. No, Jimmy G's going to be Jimmy G. They're going to be in the NFC. You know, they'll be in the playoffs, all that good stuff. But this division, I believe that it could potentially be three NFC West teams in the playoffs.
Wow.
Niners drop one to the Falcons that I don't think anybody saw coming.
Yeah, without Patterson, too. So, I mean, they had Patterson and they played us. And so,
And so, you know, that was very surprising. This division is wide open.
Yeah.
And it's for anybody's taking. And I would be curious to see what happens when we get closer to the trade deadline if we're not buyers with some of those draft capital we have, or, you know, just adding another, you know, piece.
Like, what are you looking for? What do you want?
KJ Wright would be awesome. But if not, I think they would. I wouldn't be surprised if they went after Roquan Smith, who's unhappy, you know, in terms of, you know, helping secure, solidify the future, you know, of that linebacking core with Brooks. And so we have that draft capital that we got from the Denver, the Broncos on that trade. And so, you know, if that's the piece that's missing, then I think we could see it happen, you know, because I'd rather, you know, I know linebackers are a dime a dozen, and plug your ears, KJ. I know you don't want to hear that, but non-pass rushing linebackers are a dime a dozen. I can find guys to go in there and make tackles, but you got to find the guy that can just make the communication easier for everybody to play at a higher level. And with this offense, we have a chance in every game. Mm-hmm. And now you just got to make sure the defense, you know, stays there. And so Roquan played for Desai, and I think Clint Hurt had a year with him when he was a rookie or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're familiar with him, and this is the scheme that he's known for 5-6 years or however long he's been in the league.
And Love, is this, when you trade Roquan, is this a trade and pay him immediately, or just trade him, let him go throughout the season, and eventually you got to get him done?
I think it's a trade in good faith. We're going to pay you at the end of the season when we figure out what we're going to do cap-wise. Because, I mean, hey, if Geno keeps this up, everyone says, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter how good he played. I could see Geno being the three or four year, you know, I don't know, $15 to $17 million deal. And
maybe draft like, someone young eventually who comes in, maybe sits behind him, matures.
Him. Yeah.
Exactly. Sort of the heir apparent at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you build that O&D line and you know, and then you get guys like KJ and Bobby and an amazing secondary. And now you have a sustainable 5 years, you know, which is, mm-hmm. I mean, this is Pete's last hurrah. I mean, right. So I think he's got three left on this.
Sure. Yeah.
I could see him saying, hey, Gino's my guy. I'm sticking with him, and we're going to build around him, and we're going to make a run at this for 3 years.
Well, I don't think you'd get a lot of argument from a lot of Seahawk fans right now with that strategy. I mean, that'd be a dream come true that Gino plays that well, that you can bring in the young guy, you know, sort of work him in, have Pete. I mean, that would be – come on. That I don't think any of us really actually thought that would really actually happen, so that would be amazing.
Can, Can we just talk about the bandwagon fans that's on this Geno train?
Yes.
Before the season.
Yes, we can talk about them.
I can't think of four people that was a fan of Geno.
What?
I
can say I was one of them. There's two sitting right in front of you, right here.
Fans, but believers? We'll go there. I'll go there for you.
I don't know if I was necessarily a believer, but I can tell you that this show, going back to last season, was saying how well Geno was playing coming in for Russ, and that he was a turnover away in each game, or a bobbled ball or a fumbled ball at the end of each game, and that we thought.
Okay. But I'm going to say that, go back. I have said that when Locke came in and that first preseason game, it looked like a battle.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, man, give them both one full game and just say, hey, let's see who wins it. And
preseason game. There was the second or third one where it was like
He lost
that
it.
Decision it was made. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. We've been on the Geno bandwagon since game one for sure around here. Just check out the shirt.
And Geno, he just got to finish the season strong, man. Keep putting together these games. Keep stacking up. And just show the NFL, and just show yourself, man. Hey, I am a quality starting quarterback in this league.
Absolutely. So
this time in the Jets it wasn't good. Yeah. Went to New York for a hot second. So just prove to yourself, man, I am worthy. My value is high, and the team can invest in me.
His decision making is insane. Like how fast he processes the information of what the defense is trying to do, whether they're bringing pressure or what coverage, and like just getting the ball to that spot. And he throws a great football. He's got the arm talent. So, and who knows? Just the same way Geno was sitting for 4 years, maybe Drew Luck is that dude to take in the future. After 3 or 4 years, then when Geno either moves on or whatever happens, he gets a bigger deal probably. See what happens.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Guys, a really cool moment at the game with Sean going into the Ring of Honor. Lofa, your teammate, I mean, the only MVP that this team has had, right? And just a legend, cover of Madden, right? Back in the day. I mean, I think I had Sean on my very first fantasy team, which was his MVP season, I think. Just dominated my first year in fantasy football. I was like, man, this guy scores 5 touchdowns a game. This thing's easy. What's everybody's problem? Obviously a Seahawks legend, and must have been cool for you guys to be there for that moment, huh?
Yeah, got to see him and the family. I love the highlights, like going back and showing all the moments. I mean, the 5 touchdowns in one half, that's a great 2 games for most people. Well, he did it in a half.
Some of those games between him and LT back, LaDainian Tomlinson, right? Like they were just going back and forth with the touchdown record for a few years there. And I mean, I don't think a lot of fans right now are kind of realizing what Lofa just said, 5 touchdowns by a running back. I mean, it's just, the numbers were just out of this world.
Well, even, 100 rushing touchdowns for a career, that's absurd. Mm-hmm. And then I think 112 or 115 total. But what he was able to do. The coolest thing I think I tell everybody is hey, we were winning by so much, kind of like when KJ and his guys were rolling, it was so many blowouts that Sean in that 2005 MVP season, breaking all those records, he had 1888 rushing and he sat in the second half of 4 games.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
Missed the whole second half. Is it 2 games? I mean, unbelievable.
Wow.
And so
wow.
He could have easily threatened the all-time single season rushing record. He could have, added to that total, but I mean, that's how dominant that offense was and Sean was.
Well, you got Walter and Hutch, 2 Hall of Famers right there on the left side. You got Sean, who in his own right is just a beast. And,
Max Strong,
of course. Strong, absolutely. Yeah. And not to mention everything that Sean
was a fun
did.
Era.
Not to bring this up, KJ, I know you're SEC guy, but everything Sean did in college also at Alabama, I mean, just, heck of a football player, heck of a guy, and I'm a huge fan of his, so really happy to see him get that.
My question is, what's the waiting game to make it to the Ring of Honor? Because he's been out for...
I thought he should have been in. I thought that should have been the first guy from my era that goes in, just because he's the only MVP we ever had. Mm-hmm. He was, our first round pick, everybody loves him and all the great stuff, he's done off the field as well. I mean, I know Ring of Honor is more like what you've done on the field, right? But, I don't know what took so long because, man, it's just look at the numbers.
Oh, yeah. And the highlights. Yeah. Some of the highlights are funny, though, because they had that one. And I don't know if you were there, Lofa, yet or not, but they had the season where they played at Husky Stadium while the stadium was being there. Built. So some of his highlights, he's running over a purple W. So as a Husky fan, that's kind of cool. But it's also kind of weird because he's in the Seahawks uniform. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Great so KJ, career. Cool
I
guy.
I think my era's done. Who's going in from your era?
Oh, they gotta add some more space in that stadium to fill up my guys.
Yeah, they do.
I know.
Yeah,
they yeah, do. Yeah, yeah. I'm going.
Give me your top three, top four, whatever you want to do.
Beast mode. No, let me stop. The first guy from my era is going to be Cam.
I got him on the list. Yeah.
The first guy is Cam. You got Cam, obviously Russ, obviously Bobby.
I think Russ might have to wait a little bit.
Why? All right, anyway, we'll get there. Cam, Bobby, myself, Beast Mode, obviously Sherm, Tyler Lockett, Doug Baldwin.
And Doug Baldwin.
Oh, okay. Dougie B. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
Doug Baldwin should be in the Ring of Honor just for, I mean, everything he did as a player, obviously. He's a legend. I'm a huge fan. But just for the touchdown celebration in the Super Bowl we all want to forget, the one that they had to cut away from on TV. You guys know the one I'm talking about?
I remember the
old school, yeah, he did the, squat down and pretend to squeeze the football out.
You did that?
Yeah. Doug in the Super Bowl, the Patriots Super Bowl. Yes, yeah, they had to cut away from Joe Buck on live television. Was like, oh, he just pretended to excrete the football or like something.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Legendary move. Yeah. You guys were having fun back then.
Now, love our boy ET. I didn't say his name. I'm not sure how the perception is from
hell
the fan
yeah
base.
He goes in.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's up to me. Yo, E.T. belongs in there, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
mean,
absolutely.
There's so many guys, man. It's going to be fun.
Sort of the first piece, right? Didn't he, I mean, he got here a year before everybody or 2 years before everybody,
he was a year
right?
before KJ. Him and Cam came in.
Yeah, him same, and Cam same, at the same yeah. time, right. Yeah, yeah first two yep. pieces, yeah. Oh, man. Well, either way, it's going to be exciting when all of that happens. Katie, am I out of sponsors for this show? Oh, last thing before we get out of here. Our Germany trip. Okay, everybody listening, listen to me carefully. The trip has changed. We're getting all kinds of emails and texts and all kinds of things from people wondering what's up with this trip. The trip has changed. It's not, there's no hotel anymore, things like that. We were hearing from people where they already got their hotel. They already got their flights over there. What they want to do is they want to party, Lofa. That's what they want to do. So our trip now, the prices have changed, everybody. It's much cheaper than it used to be. We've got a party the night before the game. Then we've got the game. So if you're looking for tickets to the Seahawks versus old man Tom Brady game in Munich, Germany, we have tickets for that. We have them set at a fair price. You will get tickets to the game. And then you also get an after party after the game, which is a VIP after party with KJ will be there. Lofa will be there in person in Germany. Some other Seahawks legends will be there and other NFL legends. Even some active players who are on bye weeks, we've heard, will be at this after party, VIP after party. So you get access to a party the night before. You get your game tickets. Then you get this VIP after party. That's the package. It's on sale now. LofaInGermany.com. Also, 12sInMunich.com. It takes you to the same place. Check it out. Put your deposits down now. Come with us. Come party your faces off and have a bunch of fun in Germany. Okay, KJ, I want to talk to you about your work with Boys and Girls Club. We know Lofa does a lot of charity work and stuff like that. But you're doing something cool with Boys and Girls Club of Bellevue coming up.
Absolutely. I have an event November the 1st, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to have it in Bellevue. And I just want to collaborate those guys. I'm getting my foundation built the right way. Foundation. And it's a lifelong goal, man, to get the Boys and Girls Club built in my hometown. I love everything they do before and after school. Mm-hmm. I want to have finances, teach these kids nutrition.
Yeah.
And it's just a big time dream of mine. And so taking baby steps to get there and just trying to mix and mingle with people to just see how the whole process works.
Very cool, man. I grew up playing sports at the Boys and Girls Club. You know, I had basketball teams and stuff like Boys and Girls Club of Edmonds, Washington. I volunteered there because we had to volunteer to graduate in high school. So I went and played sports with kids and had a good time coaching. And then I even worked there after high school and stuff. I love the Boys and Girls Club. And
I'm going to create a flag football team. the boys and girls flag football team and just dominate.
Yes.
Across the nation. Just dominate. Come up to Seattle.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Hey, man, it's for a good cause.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually. Hey, we'll get there eventually.
You can do stuff for a good cause, but also dominate on the field in the process.
Let's teach sportsmanship too.
Yeah, that too.
Check it out, everybody.
He's such a competitor.
Boys and Girls Club of Bellevue. That's it for us, guys, unless you have anything else. We're ready to get out of here.
I appreciate y'all, man.
That's a wrap.
You're wrapping it up here. Shout out to our sponsors, Wiener Schnitzel, two locations, Everett and Fife. Go in and get yourself any ice cream. It doesn't have to come in root beer, KJ.
Thank you.
Or French fries, chili dogs, burgers. They got bratwurst also with sauerkraut on there. I mean, get something different for lunch. Don't just do the same old lunch. Check out Wiener Schnitzel, Fife and Everett. Mention Take 12. Get a free soda when you purchase anything else. Also, Fit My Foot, the Fit My Foot app. Scan your feet. Let's get more comfortable, everybody. BetOnline.ag and also EpicSeats.com. Mention Take 12 for an extra $12 when selling or 12% off when buying. Thank you, KJ, for being here.
Appreciate it.
Lofa, any last words before
I have to break this thing down? KJ, break us down, buddy.
Hands up, everybody. KJ, take us home.
Hey, what's your shirt say, Lofa?
Mr. Steal Your Chicks.
Hey, Mr. Steal Your Chicks on three. One, two, three.
Mr. Steal Your Chicks.
I sent one to Blitz. I threw it to him on the sideline. It was amazing. And he was holding it up in front of the cheerleaders, the Cardinals cheerleaders.
Yes.
I love it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.